love to hear about time needed and communicating the amount of time needed to order masters. I think it's really important to say as early on as possible how much time, to give a good estimate of how much time I'll need, whether it's a week, 3 days, a week, 4 weeks to bring in the masters. So that's a point that comes to my mind. Anybody else on the master ordering process?
One thing I might add is to be sure you know who the person is that actually can give you the approval to go ahead and spend the money. And how many times that, you know, the editor or the producer has said, yeah, okay, we're going to go ahead and buy this. And then I go check with the person with the money and they're like, whoa. So that's always, I always kind of try and get that one up front. Who says I can spend the money?
Who's in charge?
Email first.
who turns the light green?
Yeah.
And also figuring out what the whole process is there, right? Because production managers and my producers sometimes, how they want POs to work and all of that sort of thing. So it's good to get that clarified up front before you start doing too much, because it can really stop things. And who's got the credit card? And is it a number that you can have, or can it only go through your line producer? Sometimes that can hold things up drastically. If you're suddenly ordering a master late at night and you can't get somebody's signature or whatever, that's just a pain.
Right.
Well, when I do it, I guess I put a little bit more, I sort of delegate a bit of the work to the person handling the finances, whoever that may be. I place my orders, and I copy that person on the order. And I guess I'm a little bit lazy. I just say, we're looking to order this master in. We need it as soon as possible. I've copied so-and-so here. She'll be handling all the billing and the signing of the agreement. And it's out of my hands.
Nice.
Wow.
So, and they're really, I've never had anybody complain about it. It allows that person to step in and say, call me, I'll give you my credit card number, rather than me call me and give me the credit number, I give the credit card number. And it's just, there's too many people involved. So I put all of that on the producer, whatever you want to call that person, who's looking after the signing of the agreement and the payment. And we do it as kind of a team. I'm dealing with the technical part, with the editor. Oftentimes I'll copy the editor too, because they'll come back and they'll say, do you want this or this version of a file? And then they write directly to the producer and say, I'd like to be paid by PayPal, is that okay? And I don't want to deal with that.
I think that works in some situations, and that's been the same case for me occasionally, but in other situations, like where I am now, my line producer is line producing 3 shows simultaneously.
Right.
And our coordinator is with her on that, and they are so busy setting up shoots and stuff that the last thing they're going to remember to do or have time to do or look at my email would be that, right? And sometimes it's just a time thing. It's just easier
Do you sign the agreements then? Are you signing the agreements?
No.
So it still has to go to somebody to have the agreement signed before they release the master anyway. So someone has to get involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In that email.
But sometimes if you're ordering screeners and they just need the information sent to them, then I'll send them what the credit card number is, that sort of thing.
And some places the agreement won't be signed before the master's released. That often happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get the master, it's all happening, kind of another department is handling the wording of the contract. But that's great. If it works for you,
I think it's
magical.
It's worked. I do it with Getty.
I like it.
Getty does it. NBC does it. CBC does it. Paul, I don't deal with any of that stuff with
Paul. So I feel a bit responsible in terms of making sure all the licenses are shepherded through right to the end and are signed and countersigned and returned and all that. So
I'm copied on all of that.
So you're copied
on
all of that.
So I look at it all and make make sure. And if somebody has, if I see that an invoice hasn't been paid, like recently, we had an independent out in Alberta, and I thought, that's weird, you know, they haven't, you know, followed up on that, so I'll give them a nudge.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it just, it helps get the masters in quickly, I find, and it's documented. Should anything happen to me, you know, this person knows that the masters
right.
are in, and this is your contact. She's going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's worked for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a spreadsheet? I could pull up the one that I'm working on right now. For me, it kind of is a very nice comprehensive spreadsheet that goes right from, you know, the tracking process through to whether the license agreement is in-house. So like I'll have a column like, is the master in-house? Is the invoice paid? Is the agreement in-house? And it's just a yes, 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 yes. That goes further down the road. And that way I have a kind of a master one document thing.
And maybe it's different for series, and I don't work on a lot of series, so that
right.
could be...
Yeah.
It sounds to me like, I mean, I've worked on maybe five, and yes, I probably was a lot more organized on those ones, but on the one-offs, no.
Well, it sounds like you've been lucky in having
yeah.
line producers
it works
who
well
do that.
For you.
Yeah, I mean, if they write back to me and they say, oh, I don't have time for this, well, ultimately, you are the one who has to sign, and you are the one who has to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm just sharing with you that this is the person you have to pay, and this is the person you
yeah.
have to sign the agreement for. And
so that line producer is then sending those agreements on to the executive of the company, or the
or they sign
the
off. Maybe they have signing power themselves,
yeah.
right?
I'm often glad that I don't have to go to those people because I would like to get the footage before 2 weeks from now or something, you know, like, so you obviously it's work, you know, it's working
oh,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because when I write that email, I let them know, you know, I put at the end
it.
Of it, by the way, Suzanne,
yeah,
your editor is not going to get this material until you deal with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So should they move on
that's
it?
Great.
So
I'm going to try this.
I think I'm like Michelle. I actually... I like to be in control of whether
yeah,
that. I mean,
me too.
I spent 2 weeks getting the invoice correct. Like every time I've got back to them, they change something and they change something, and I'm like, this is a bit so ridiculous. I can't imagine that I could have handed it off to the line producer because she didn't have the inside knowledge to know what was not correct on it, and. You know, it was just dealing with a big media conglomerate that getting them to change something was such a ridiculousness. But so I you know, and maybe that's just my kind of character too. I kind of like to have that control, but
yeah, I'm a control freak too.
So. And I probably could pass it off, I suppose. But
no, any licenses like that, I always make sure they come to me. Like in my email, I would put here's the signatory. Call me when we need to pay.
Well,
I just list everything else that's in the agreement,
yeah.
and then
true.
I have them send it to me,
yeah,
and I vet
true.
It one more time before I send it off to legal or to the line producer, and then I send it to the line producer, and I give them 1 day to get it back to me signed. Then I follow up, usually, and then I send it back for countersignature.
It would be interesting to get Willa's opinion on... I mean, it has always been in the back of my head. I've got several credit cards in my hand. They're not mine, and I'm authorizing payments on them. You know, they trust us to do that. That's our job. But I often wonder if it's a huge liability that we are seeing.
Well, what I do, because I'm in this camp, I do everything. The line. Maybe it's just because line producers I'm working with have so much going on, there's no way they would just track all that level of detail.
Yeah.
So what I do is exactly the same thing. I take the... picture lock costing, I take out all the notes and the other stuff. I basically just take that, and then sometimes they want to know what's Canadian spend and what's foreign, so I can use that document to break that out, and that's another last-minute thing, like, God, we're over our cap. But I also take that document, and I say, okay, these people will take credit cards, these people will mail an invoice that you can pay by check, these people will deliver before... they're paid, these people won't, and then that person can look at it, and then I can say, FYI, this is how much we need to put on a credit card. next 48 hours is will your credit card handle that? Mm-hmm. And so that they can see, A, they might have to, usually they have to go and bring down their balance, pay it off, but it also gives them the name of, that they're going to see starting to show up on their online statements. And so I can say to them, like, WPA is going to bill your credit card as MPI Media, so don't panic about that, things like that. And so that's sort of where I'm going back and forth with the line producer over that document so they can see. I've got a little paper trail that says $34,500 is going to go on your credit card in 48 hours, and they say yes or no, mm-hmm. and they can see what it is. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I haven't had a lot of people recently want to use purchase orders, because boy, did that add a whole new dimension to it all. And then I do shuffle in paper, and I'm like, you, I do everything, and I just send a line producer, sometimes even in one go. I say, okay, here are all the license agreements. I vetted them, signed them. I need them back in 24 hours, and we're done. But
so
it is
you're
a lot of extra work.
Sorry to interrupt on that, going on to agreements. And, yeah, I like to read the agreements before I send them on to whoever's signing them. There are, in this the project I'm working on, there's a business affairs person who's also reading them as well, so I'm thankful for that. But, you know, like, you're trusting that the line producer is reading the agreement. And no,
but
I read the agreement.
Yes,
but
I'm
reading them.
Reading them
too. And you're reading them too.
I have to say, maybe I've worked with more seasoned producers who are really, they seem to know their agreements.
It sounds like you're working with producers who've got more time.
Maybe, but I certainly have never written to anybody and told them how much is going to go on their credit card or what the name of the company is going to be. I have to admit, I'm not that thorough. I don't know.
I find this serious, especially knowing what's on the credit card, because after production's finished and all the credit card statements are coming in, I've gotten the call where it's like, is this you?
Mm-hmm.
Is this from your people?
Yeah, I've tried that a couple of times.
You know,
to you provide backup or whatever.
Yeah,
that's the only time. It's usually after when they're going through the statements trying to figure out what all the charges. And that's usually a line producer that's either really too busy, has been tracking throughout, or they left it all to the end and they're kind of lazy.
That's fine. I guess the people I've worked with, they're very hands-on, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're really involved in it.
Maybe you're right, they're doing one project, and that's your project.
It probably
at the time.
Is. I
so
think
they're really into it, and they're not
I think
spread so thin.
I think 90th is probably the busiest production house for me, and she seems to know her stuff there, Suzanne. And
so line producers are often doing like all the budgets for development and stuff like that too. That's where I find they're often, they seem to get slowed down, as they're not just dealing with things in production. They're also, you know, the executive producer wants a draft budget of something he's going to pitch at a festival, and it's like, husband, I'm sorry, I've got to do this budget.
I think, though, there is also that, you know, perhaps in your, you, Gina, have a, you know, reputation for doing good work, and people want you to work on their projects, and therefore they work with your system. What I find is that I'm always trying to instill in people what my system is, but also end up going with their system. So it's, you know, there's always that balancing act between the way you'd like it to be and the way it is. Mm-hmm. And if you, the more you are able to make it the way you like it,
you have to do
that's
that.
That's great.
You
go for
to.
It. But
you
if you
to.
Can't, because it's a machine and you're a cog in the wheel, mm-hmm. then you have to try to work with their system.
Plus,
but
it keeps their costs down too in terms of your time. I mean, if I'm fussing around with every little detail, you know,
they have to pay
for my time, and you know, I know they've slotted so much time for me, and you know,
and that's not insignificant because that's a lot of time.
It is
a
lot of time.
Time.
Well, it is a lot of time.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Just if a producer said to you guys today, how much time should I leave in the post schedule for master ordering, like between picture lock and the online edit today? Not knowing very much in terms of specifics, but generally, what would you say an average doc takes to turn around master orders on?
Just to get the deliverables?
Mm-hmm. Just so the online edit can begin and they can start. I tend to think now 2 weeks. I used to say like
that's
2 to 3, and now I kind of think 2.
Really?
Oh, I think
bring
really
all the masters
fast.
In.
I
mean,
photos
are
fast. I think really
they
have a lot
of fast.
Well, assume, I mean, let's assume
sorry,
it's not all digitized, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Laura,
yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, I was just, I often say 2 weeks also, but
mm-hmm.
I think that is kind of a max, because I think a lot of stuff, you know, people are moving quicker, most people, but yeah, you're right,
yeah.
Elspeth, there's a lot of places, if they have to be digitized, for sure, at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or if you're dealing with the Library of Congress,
yeah.
Michelle, it could be longer.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
Would be longer.
Or it's American, you know, Thanksgiving or whatever. If you say 2 weeks, then you kind
yeah.
of covered yourself.
CBC turns around within 24 hours for masters. CTV within 24. I'd say a week for what I do.
Is that actually?
I can't.
Is
always
that
get
continuous
CBC in a week.
Or just waiting on masters? Like, what's actually taking that long?
Well, they've got a backlog at their end, right?
Sure.
You're in a queue.
But you're not spending 2 weeks
you're not spending
emailing processing.
No,
okay.
It takes,
just checking about that.
I would say an hour for me
right,
to
okay.
get in what I need to get in with the emails, and then you just
wait
for it to come in.
I mean, lots of
and
times.
Then there's the wrong shots that come
exactly.
in, right? You get those re-transfers.
Well, that would be part of
yeah,
the
part
time.
Of the
like,
two
I always
weeks.
That
yeah.
come in, and then I'm fixing stuff in that,
yeah.
in that window.
Yeah.
And I find like CBC can be 24 hours, or it can be a week, or it can be longer, depending
yeah.
on who you get and how long,
yeah.
how busy they are.
Yeah, I mean, Paul turned something around for me in 24 hours on my latest film, and then he went on holidays, and you know, we realized
yeah.
that we were missing shots, and poor Steve had to step in and didn't know, have a clue what was going on, so it took 2 days to get those missing shots.
Yeah.
I'd say 2 weeks would be fair.
I was thinking like not like realistically how much time does it take
right.
to do that. I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, I would say probably like 80-90% of the stuff I'm bringing in the first 3 days
yeah.
because it's the digital world. But it's really if you're saying to a producer you're going to, you know, book an online editor, when am I safe to spend all that money to do that? You know, what's... If you've got material that's not digitized, if you've got summer holidays, if you've got a client whose credit card hasn't been paid.
Yeah, that's true.
If you've got to get an agreement signed
yeah.
before the footage
exactly.
was released, and the company executive is on a business trip and is not going to be back until the next week, like
yeah.
you got to have it. Yeah.
Or you're doing stills from little museums
yeah.
that are
or I'm
far
working
away.
On one in Japan, and I know
yeah.
it's going to
take
longer,
take
so
long
I told them
time.
It's going to take longer
yeah.
for Japan. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes a project is waiting for, you know, like the one thing that is... to take the longest. Okay. 2 weeks sounds like a fair overall time estimate.